If you're like me, you'll know someone who's got a big birthday this year. The big birthdays are usually 30, 40, 50, you know, the round numbers. That's what we call the big birthdays. And it's interesting how people make so much of a fuss over the big birthdays. And it sometimes makes me wonder whether the other birthdays weren't really worth much. Because really, without the little birthdays, in quote, we can't have the big birthdays. But anyway, it's good to celebrate with those who celebrate. It's good to rejoice with those who rejoice. So I'm very excited when I hear that someone's got a big birthday. I was just wondering, in terms of choosing happiness over stress, how we think about these big birthdays. Sometimes it's amazing how much effort people put into celebrating these so-called big birthdays, that I've even heard stories of people's marriages breaking down because the one of them was not happy to spend as much as the other to celebrate a 40th or a 50th or, you know, a wedding anniversary. And you think, is it really about the celebration, or is it about the number, or what is it about these big birthdays that makes people go really crazy sometimes? And there are people who don't really care about birthdays, they don't make so much of a fuss, and other people make the fuss for them and they're happy to go along with it. I am definitely one that likes birthdays. I enjoy my birthdays, I enjoy celebrating other people's birthdays, and I really do think that big birthdays should be celebrated. It's just that as I've grown older, I think my the way I see celebration of these big birthdays has changed. What I think would be amazing for a celebration of my 40th is definitely not what I thought I would want 10 years ago. Now people are wanting to do big parties, invite their family, friends, colleagues, and be celebrated and have lots of tributes. But some other people are thinking about things like cruises, going away on a big holiday, doing something they've always wanted to do to celebrate that big birthday. And a lot of it often translates to spending thousands of pounds to mark the event, which is absolutely fine if you can afford it and that's what you really want. But I was just challenged to think about why we do these things. I come from Nigeria, and in our culture, we really know how to party. We know how to celebrate. In fact, if an old person dies, the funeral usually looks like a festival or carnival, because we're celebrating a life well lived, somebody who's enjoyed a long life. And it ends up being a lot of money spent to celebrate that person, which is amazing, which is good to be able to do. We've recently had the funeral of the Queen of England, and most people would have seen what happened on TV, and that wasn't a cheap event either. That was a celebration of life and decades of reigning. And I think for that one as well, I was impressed, because it was celebrating a life of service. I know not everybody likes the Queen or the monarchy, not everybody appreciates what they stand for, but I always respect hard work. I respect consistency, because it's not easy to be in the public eye from such a young age and all throughout her life, and to have had little or no scandal. It's amazing how she's stuck to her faith, and she's also been a good example in a lot of areas. Yes, there were a lot of mistakes that were made, and there are a lot of things that we could pick up on. But I think overall, for somebody to have lived 93 years on this earth, not many of us would live 93 days without making a mistake. For somebody to have lived 93 years and have that much positivity being said about them at the end of their time, I think that's a good legacy. And you know, those 93 years don't just come up like that. You know, a lot of us hope to live into our 90s, a lot of us want to see 100, but really it's those 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, those birthdays lead up to the big 90 or 100, and how we celebrate them, I feel it kind of says something about us as well, because it says kind of where we are in life, how we see things, and what's important to us. I've recently been to a celebration of a 50th birthday party, and it was amazing. It was touching. It was actually my husband's cousin. And just to hear the things her children were saying about her, how she's worked hard and transformed their lives. It's amazing when children recognize how what their parents do for them, how she's worked hard in her career, in her business, and also in her personal life, and also in raising them. It was just so amazing to hear. It brought tears to my eyes to see adult children appreciating their mom that way. And it's good to have an avenue like that where people can appreciate each other and to celebrate and dance and sing. There was an amazing live band playing Yoruba songs, which I really enjoyed listening to. But yeah, what are your thoughts for your big birthdays? Would you be one of those that wants to do a big party and invite everybody? Or would you just want to have a small getaway? Or would you just want to have a dinner out with close family and friends? Or a big cruise around Europe or to the Caribbean? You know, there are lots of ways we can celebrate. But today, the reason why I'm talking about this is just to remind us that even when we celebrate those big birthdays, we shouldn't forget to do the most important thing of all, which is the reflection part. I know we talk about this all the time, but that is part of choosing happiness over stress. There's no point in having a massive birthday for your 30th, having a massive one for your 40th, having another one for your 50th, looking back and realizing you're no better from the person you were when you were 30. 20 years gone and nothing improved. We need to be improving. We need to be going forward. We need to be getting better every day. I shouldn't still be having the same complaints and the same problems I was complaining about 10 years ago. I shouldn't still be having the same attitudes and the same challenges that I was having 10 years ago, because I should have grown. I should have learned to deal with things better. I should have learned to accept the things I can't change. I should have learned to figure out ways to change things that really bother me. I should have learned more about myself by now to know what's good for me and what's not good for me. So the saddest thing to see really is to see those big birthdays being celebrated with no improvement, no change, no time for reflection to see how much of a contribution we are making to our society and to the people around us. Because life is for living, but it's not just to live for ourselves, it's also to leave a legacy. And those years, Happy New Year, every year we say Happy New Year, Happy New Year, all that adds up until we get to that big 40, big 50, big 60. And then before we know it, we come into the ends of our lives. What exactly is the legacy that we're leaving? If after celebrating my massive 40th, 50th, I'm passing away and leaving a legacy of debt and poverty for my family, I don't think that that's what anybody wants to do. If after celebrating those big parties, going on all those cruises, I'm leaving a legacy of making people feel bad in themselves, making people feel worse about themselves because of the way that I treated them, and that's not a good legacy. If all of it was to show off and to make other people feel bad that I'm doing better than them, that's not really a good legacy. We should be supporting each other, trying to bring each other up, help each other up, so that we can all celebrate together and so that we can all be winning together. Nobody has to lose because I'm winning. Nobody has to suffer because I'm prospering. We can help each other, work hard together, and be the best that we can be. I think a lot of it comes with planning. So I remember my 21st birthday. It's so fresh in my mind because that was around the time that I started going out with my husband. So at the time he was my boyfriend, and I was so excited about parties. Then I decided to have one house party on the Friday, and then I had another party at the club on the Saturday. It felt like, you know, I was never going to have another party because I was just so excited. It was my 21st birthday. And he wasn't even my boyfriend then, but he helped me because he used to do DJing at the time. It was really exciting. And we danced a lot, ate lots of cake, my favorite thing. And it was so memorable. I've still got pictures of it. And when I look back at those pictures and see how young we looked and the kind of things we were wearing and just remembering what we thought was amazing at the time, I just think, wow, we've really grown. A lot has happened since then. It was good to have fun at the time. It was good to have those thoughts and wishes at the time. But what is even more exciting is that some of the things that were just big dreams to us at the time have actually become reality now. So when we're celebrating our big 30s, our big 40, I'm not quite 40 yet. And I've still got another 2 years to get to 40. But I'm hoping that by the time I celebrate 40 as well, I'll have even more things to be celebrating concerning the dreams that I had at that time. But I can say that a lot of the things we were talking about at the time, wanting to become a medical doctor, wanting to be married with children, wanting to own our own houses, things like that. Those were big dreams at the time that we thought, oh, we can't really see that happening, especially with the fact that we were first generation immigrants to England. We had a lot of hurdles in front of us. We had a lot of challenges. Things weren't always smooth, even for our parents who made sacrifices to pay for us to get a good education and to come here to become professionals. You know, there was a lot standing in the way of our dreams. But just looking back now, I can see that with diligence, with regular reflection, with self-motivation, with by God's grace as well, you know, we've been able to do it. And now we can look back and say, wow, you know, that was indeed a big birthday. But with the bigger birthdays, with the big birthdays coming up, we can look back and have even more to celebrate, because we didn't just celebrate, but we still we also reflected and we made plans. As I've talked about before in other podcasts, we made plans. We went through with the plans. We worked hard. We studied. We did our work, and now we're where we are with the things that we've achieved. And even for those who haven't had those kinds of dreams and those kinds of plans, if your plans were to write a book or to travel or to reunite with somebody that you had lost contact with, you know, everybody has different dreams and different goals in their lives. And whatever it is, it's good sometimes to just look back and see how far we've come. And if we're not making any progress, we need to really think, have we made plans or are we just wishing? Because if wishes were horses, even beggars would ride. Not just wishing alone is not going to get us to where we want to be. We need to reflect. We need to have clear vision and goals, and we need to make plans towards it. And even when we're thinking about our legacy and the longer term, we need to be thinking about how, you know, we are blessed, you know. For most people that will be listening to this, you're probably working, you're probably living in a decent house, you know, driving a decent car. Is it really just about that? Is that really what life is about? What else, in which particular ways can you be giving back to society and helping the less privileged? Because not everybody has it as good as we do. So what exactly could we be doing? And in every level that you're at, you know, I try to remind myself that even the things that I thought were difficult at some point, that's actually what some people are praying for right now. At that time, when I was 21, I was studying and praying for school fees so I could finish my degree and living in a shared house with three other students. And now I look back and think, wow, that was a tough time. But somebody else at that time, and even today, might be wishing for that, thinking, oh, I just want to get into that university. Oh, I just wish I could be in that student accommodation, studying to achieve my dreams. So that thing that we're looking back on thinking that was suffering, that was a hard time, is actually somebody's dream. And we can always find somebody that we can reach out to and encourage. It doesn't always have to be money. It could be giving them information. It could be pointing them in the right direction. It could be giving them emotional and moral support. So when we celebrate those big birthdays, whichever it is coming up for you, whether it's 40, 50, 60, let's focus on what's the legacy that we're leaving and how far have we come in terms of achieving that, and where exactly is our life headed. It's not just about the parties. It's not just about the cruises. It's about making an impact and leaving the world a better place that we found it. That is choosing happiness over stress. Have a lovely week.